Residents were awakened with authorities saying Russia sent more than 650 drones and over 30 missiles into Ukraine. Several people reportedly died in the strikes, including a woman near Kiev, the capital, and a toddler in Ukraine's northwestern Zhytomyr region. Officials say civilian infrastructure and energy grid targets were hit across 13 regions, leading to widespread power outages during freezing winter temperatures. The Ukrainian military claimed its air defenses intercepted most drones and missiles, but significant damage still occurred to homes, power stations, and other sites. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky noted on social media that it was a strike before Christmas, when people want to be with their families, at home, in safety. He added that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot, in his words, accept the fact that we must stop killing. The attacks came despite peace talks in Miami involving US President Donald Trump's peace envoy, Steve Witkoff, and representatives from Russia and Ukraine. A peace plan is expected to require Ukraine to give up territories and its ambition to join the NATO military alliance, possibly in exchange for security guarantees and economic recovery measures, demands Kiev views as deeply problematic. However, US President Trump suggested that the deep animosity between the Ukrainian and Russian leaders makes it difficult to end the nearly four-year-long war.
Wars. And I thought this would be in the middle of the pack, but maybe easy, but in the middle of the pack. But there's a lot of hatred between those two people, and when there's hatred, there's,
That hatred was underscored by Tuesday's attacks. They put NATO member states on high alert. Poland's military said it scrambled fighter jets to protect the nation's airspace during the strike, after Russian drones were seen above the country during previous attacks. And with more clashes expected, this year's Christmas promises to be far from peaceful in war-torn Ukraine. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.